This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading at the Chicago Board of Trade and in Kansas City and at the Merck. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at $6, up 6 3/4 on the open December, 6:16, up 7. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 6:13, up 11 1/4 on the open December, 6:27, up 9. March, 6:34, up 8. July, 5:68, up 6 on the open. September corn opened at 3:32 1/4, down 2 1/2 on the open December, 3:46 1/4, down 2 1/4. March, 3:60, down 1 3/4. May, 3:70, down 3/4. July, 3:77 1/2, down 1 1/4 on the open. The December 2008 at 3:91, down 1/2. The March of 2009, 3:97, down 1 1/2. August beans open at 8:81, down 10 3/4 on the open. September 8:72 1/2, down 8 3/4. November 8:90, down 8 3/4. January 9:03, down 10 1/4. March 9:16 1/2, down 4 1/4. May 9:21, down 3/4. July 9:29, down 2 1/4 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 234.70, down $1 on the open. September, 237.50, down 120. August soybean oil opened at 37.18, down 5 on the open. September, 37.48, unchanged. At the Merck, August live cattle opened at 91.30, down 5 on the open. October, 96.25, down 10. December, 97.65, down 5. February, 98.25, down 7 1/2 on the open. August feeders opened at 115.10, down 5 on the open. September, 115.40, down 37 1/2. October, 115.60, down 35. November, 115.30, down 47 1/2 on the open. August lean hogs open at 73.70, up 72 1/2 on the open. October, 68.50, up 60. December, 66.65, up 15. February, 69.70, up 10 on the open. And July values open at 93.67 1/2, up 117 1/2 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Is it raining over there yet?
We have had about a half inch of rain over here. It is cleared off now, and I think we're waiting for the other front that possibly might come through this afternoon, but that half inch was well appreciated, very much needed, and will help our situation out immensely.
Off of yesterday's pretty significant break in the marketplace. We're seeing follow-through to the downside today, Wayne. Are we doing damage here to the charts at this point?
Well, I think that, as we look at this, we're working a lot closer towards those support points that we didn't really want to approach yet and didn't want to try to see if they were going to hold. I think that, we started off this morning a little bit of optimism that we bounced off the lows in the evening trade. Come back and closed, mid-range as far as the futures and the corn and the beans, and thought we might see a little bean buying by some of the commercials today, and looks like it evaporated quickly here. There wasn't as much buying as they'd hoped for, and there was a little more selling than there was buying. So, just a little bit fretting in here, but we seem to have stabilized for the meantime right here. It's going to be whether we go for those 883 lows from the evening and the November beans to see if they take that out, and if that would have some stops, it'd keep it rolling.
Let's look at some of the particulars for the technicals then, Wayne. You started with the beans. We'll continue there. Does it look like we're putting a head and shoulders top in this bean market?
You know, I think It as far as the technicals go, it's beginning to one, that's for sure. The other idea is that we have to remember that beans are a late July, August type crop, and that's when it does. And we're looking at some of the forecasts are very, very dry, very, very warm for that time period. And with our reduced acreage, it still has, the beans have the chance of coming back better than the corn. We've pretty well got through pollination now. There's been a lot of rain everywhere. Except the farther west, and we're sort of over the hump or past that time period with this rains that we're seeing here, this week. But the beans do have that chance with the weather warm, dry, and no moisture for if that would extend and that ridge would lock into place, Dave.
November beans at $8.87, is that a buying opportunity?
We wish we knew that one. Like I say, I think that there's a lot of technicians up there that are looking at last night's low, and there might be stops below that. If they can take it on to that, that might take it on down. So, but all in all, there was a lot of people this morning that felt it was a buy 5 cents above that. So we don't know if that one is or not, but we're going to be cautious right now and look to buy maybe a little farther dip.
Let's look at the technicals then in the corn and ask you, if you believe, at least in the short term, the 3 July 336 low will hold?
I think as far as the D-score in the 336,
yes.
I think there's going to be an awful lot of support there for now. I think we're going to have to watch the weather over the next 3 days and see if there does any rain does fall in the western Corn Belt or west of the Mississippi, and if it is, how much. And I think that, along with all of the rain totals, will tell us whether that's going to hold or not. It's going to depend more on how the perceived crop conditions are. We dropped 6% yesterday. We generally drop more as we go into as the year moves on into August, just for that. And we were about at the 150.5 yield by using the crop conditions as it went. And if we would not see rain west of the Mississippi and see things the belt lock in, why we could get a little rebound. But if we would see some good rains out there that could come in, why then that situation would change and we could take it out, Dave.
And given what you said about August, I suppose you could see a yield loss into the 149 area.
It's very possible. I can't remember which one of the analysts on the screen this morning was talking about that, but that was one of his three yields was 149. I think he had a 151, 150, and a 149, figuring what it was and how things would figure on out. Is to project. So, a very warm, dry August west of Mississippi could take us in that 149 area.
Turn your attention to the wheat. It's performing relatively well in comparison with the corn and the beans, but a pennant top there on the marketplace?
Yeah, it's looking awfully high and awfully shaky, but, as we look at things, Egypt looks to take a cargo of soft red wheat next week. One of the things out there positive, we saw Japan come back into the market there. Because of the poor the conditions during harvest, this last 20% of the hard red wheat harvest is questionable whether it's going to be milling quality or not. And we continue to see strength in the wheat because of the idea that both Minneapolis and Kansas City are holding their ground real well because of the conditions and what's happening out there and also in harvest conditions.
Well, all that you've said doesn't seem to me to be the kind of big news that you would need to jumpstart for a leg higher.
We're at some very toppy ranges as far as the wheat goes, Dave. We're up here. We've already put a lot of premium in this market.
All right. Before I let you go, look over on the Merck side. And tell me why hogs, after being high last week on the China rumors, are now showing some improvement today.
Well, I think that, the cutouts moved well yesterday. We're seeing some decent demand there. And we're seeing a lot lower bean meal, and we're seeing a lot lower corn price, too. So people are a little more optimistic to the hogs and what's going on over there.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Mike Solo says a flash flood watch in effect for northwestern Illinois through Wednesday morning and a flood watch in effect for northeastern Illinois and extreme northwestern Indiana through late tonight. Tomorrow in northern and central sections, partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. In the south, a mix of clouds and sunshine with widely scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs ranging from 80 to 95 degrees. Let's look at the current tick. In Kansas City, September wheat, 597.5, up 3.75 at the Board of Trade. September, 615, up 13.25. December, 630, up 12. September corn, 326.5, down 8.25. December, 340.5, down 8. March, 355, down 6.75. December, 389, down 2.5. August beans, 865, down 6.75. September, 873, down 6.25. November, 891.5, down 7.25. November of 2008, 907. It's up 1.75. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.